A good crowd of members of the Gulf Citrus Growers Association turning out for the association's annual meeting and luncheon event midweek at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center near Immokalee. One of this year's highlights, recognition of the association's long-term 20 and 25-year members, and reports from committees which remain actively involved in representing the interest of citrus in Southwest Florida, known to many now as the Gulf Citrus Production Region. Florida Citrus Mutual's Mike Sparks addressing the group about what industry leaders are doing to try to mitigate the negative impacts of what he called the perfect storm that has resulted from the endemic presence of HLB in Florida citrus groves. Spark touching on the growing juice inventory resulting from decline in demand and the need to move that juice to get inventories down in order to hold better prices up for growers. And he touched on the labor situation, saying if there are not enough workers to harvest the fruit, many other issues don't matter as much. So the challenges in citrus continue, as do the efforts of industry to deal with them. And meanwhile, at the grassroots level, one grower telling me at lunch he can't even get a cash price quote for the fruit, which he said was very unusual at this point in the year. And that concerns him, he says, because of the spending he's putting into his groves right now to keep them into production. From the Gulf Citrus Growers Annual Luncheon in Immokalee, for Southeast AgNet, I'm Gary Cooper.